This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Listen, I'm going so quickly is I did some recordings at a gun club in Los Angeles County. Yes, we still have gun clubs in Los Angeles County. I want to get them out tonight before they get too stale. The gun owners, some of the owners of the gun club, in another story, I don't want to let it go yet, but I want you to hear a story. I really do. And I think it's very important that you hear this. Anyhow, I'm not going to do any setup. We're just going to jump into it. Bear with me.
We are actually at a gun club, a gun range up in northern Los Angeles County. Now, that is in California. I know most of you think that guns are they're stopped at the border. It's going to be that way soon if things keep going the way they're going. But we are actually in a gun club. It's called the Oak Tree Gun Club. It's in North Los Angeles County. And I got to tell you something. Some of you have written me in the past, and you always say, you know, those gun people, you know what they're like, right? You know, I haven't seen anything that looks like a Walmart shopper here today. I'll just put it that way. Some of you know what I'm saying. You don't have to answer that. But some of you know what I'm saying. You know, I've seen crazier people, at a Democratic convention. You know what I'm saying? Really, seriously here. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that I get to talk to real people. You know, usually I just get book writers. I get people that want to be on the radio, to push to be on the radio. Betsy has not been pushing to be on the radio, I guarantee it. Earlier we had her dad on, Jim Mitchell. Now Betsy James joins me. Betsy, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for coming.
All right, so here's the deal. You, your dad owned this place. You grew up around guns. I mean, girls don't like guns. I mean, what did dad turn you into a little gun girl, or what happened here?
Not quite. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and back when I was younger, there were many gun stores, and it was common on a weekend afternoon to tote along with my dad to one of the gun stores. Whether it was B&B or Pony Express or one of the Turner's chain stores. And I remember, and Oak Tree, also Oak Tree Gun Club. And I remember going to these stores and walking in, being a young girl in a very male-dominated environment, and looking around and realizing, even at that young age, there's a better way to do this, and it was very felt very militant and cold, especially with the armed guards at the entry point. And so as I got older, we saw an opportunity here at Oak Tree, and I realized that opportunity even selling brownie, Girl Scout cookies here as a brownie, as a young girl. Actually, Oak Tree clients were, this was one of my biggest customers.
Wow.
But we embarked on an opportunity here, and my dad started as the owner in 1999, 2000, when he took the business over, and he ran it for several years, and then he decided that he was going to retire, and I took over, and the business has quadrupled since I've been in charge.
Wow.
So I think girls do guns just fine.
Well, I tell you, I've been to other gun stores, and not gun clubs, but gun stores, because this is unique here. What you have is unique here. I grew up in Massachusetts, so when I go back, my brother likes to go shooting, and it's the same thing. This is still unique. in the sense of the way you're laid out, and you've got the training going on here. I even came here once, and it looked like there was a group of small kids on the range.
Sure.
You teach kids to shoot guns?
Absolutely. The firearms community, the firearms industry, and just firearms ownership in general is part of the fabric of our society. And it's important to us to make this sport accessible to everyone, specifically kids, because they need to learn gun safety at a young age. Young people exposed to gun culture, being taught the safety principles of guns, gun handling, are going to be safe adult shooters. And so we're trying to create a safer environment for people of all walks of life, this is a really neat platform, a neat opportunity. We've sort of created a almost like an amusement park of sorts for firearms owners, because we give them an opportunity to safely exercise their Second Amendment right on a very large scale. We occupy many acres, and it's just fun for everyone. It's fun and safe, and the person that might be more inclined to shoot clay targets and shotguns also has the opportunity to go and try their hand at, pistol or even archery. So it's important.
I was looking around, and you're gonna laugh at me, but I've gotta say it. It's almost like some people come here for a date. I'm watching, there's couples in here. They're giddy about picking up their gun today. And then I'm watching them out on the range, if you would, shooting the targets. And I'm saying to myself, this is a good wholesome afternoon. I mean, they're having fun together. They're not doing anything wrong. Do you see a lot of the boyfriends, girlfriends, husband and wives coming here for this kind of thing?
Absolutely. I think there's a common misconception that this is, a man's sport, if you will. But we've seen a huge influx in the female counterpart coming into our store. And it's not what you would think. One would assume that the gals are coming in, and wanting to shoot the pink guns or, purchase the accessories geared more towards women. But by and large, we don't see that here. The groups that come in, the guys and gals on date nights or the families that come in, they want to shoot whatever cool gun that we have available for rent, regardless of what the configuration is.
And when we come back, you're going to hear the second part or the rest of this interview. And I got to tell you something. I love these people. I love the fact that they're showing this. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a
form. We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really, really do. Hey, listen, we were talking about the gun club in Northern California, and I mean in Northern Los Angeles County, where you wouldn't think there would be guns. I want to get right back to the interview. I think you're going to enjoy this. I think you need to hear what's going on in the gun world, especially here in, you know, loony California. Here we go.
This misconception that when you see a woman at a gun club, the only thing she's there for is because she doesn't have a man in her life and she has to learn how to protect herself, that is just not real.
It really isn't. I would say for every couple of male clients that we have, there's at least one female client coming in solo, wanting to learn how to shoot. And so it is important that they feel safe and they feel comfortable. But by and large, especially with our Annie Oak Tree Ladies, the California Gun Girls Women's Group, we try and provide a place for them. And that particular group, it is women only. We do offer opportunities for
husbands. You know, that's politically incorrect. You know.
I know.
Okay.
But,
so we're clear.
But if you know, we do offer certain functions where families and, you know, husbands and sons can come and attend, but our particular group is very—it's very diverse, and the gals are—they just absorb everything. We do everything from gun cleaning workshops to book signings, like we're doing today here at the club, to actual like practical, tactical firearms instruction, and it's very informative, and it's also a lot of fun.
What have you seen change in the selling of guns in and not how you run the place, but, you know, people coming in? As you said, in the early days, I'm sure it was mostly men that came in this place because it's a gun store. What have you seen happen over the years? I mean, the guys bringing their families in, wanting to teach their families. Do you see more families coming in? Has it exploded? I mean, in the last 5 or 6 years and seeing the violence, I mean, draw me a picture.
I would say...
I mean, you started when you were 11 in 2000, right?
Well, yeah right. I wish. I would say once people actually discover our facility and have access, the sky is the limit. And what we see is a lot more parent, you know, involvement with, you know, youth activities here, because this is a sport by and large. It's not like if your son is on a baseball team or a soccer team and you could drop him off at practice or her off at practice and then come back and pick
him
up later.
I can see that.
I mean, our facility, when you are engaged, you know, your children are engaged in, you know, competitive shooting, you are present and involved in the entire activity. You're the one as a parent that owns the firearm that your child would be shooting, you know, for competitive events, in addition to, you know, you have to be there and present for all practice and tournaments and things like that. So I've definitely seen an increase in, you know, just the overall family involvement. Gun purchases, not necessarily, you know, for personal defense, but more recreation. And then now with the influx of laws, you know, panic buying, if you will, people coming out in droves, maybe not having a lot of prior experience or understanding, and then coming out and then realizing that there is much more to gun ownership than just buying a gun.
Good buying a gun, yeah. We're in California. The show originates out of California, and the onslaught of lunatic gun legislation that is coming down the pike. Are you concerned at all about your business, about what it's going to do to this business?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't be a gun owner or in, you know, firearms commerce pretty much anywhere in the United States these days without having some fear. But California especially, I mean, you know, the fact that legislation was allowed to, you know, be signed, you know, without without us being able to vote is pretty frightening. And we are doing everything that we can, you know, to inform our members, inform our local community and beyond, and provide a place for people to come to be able to veto what is referred to now as Gunmageddon, and you know, work to try and overturn some of this just absolute crazy legislation.
I did a story 2 months ago on a legislator that actually said on the floor that he wanted to introduce legislation where the only place you could buy ammunition was at a gun club, and you had to give back the ammunition you didn't use. And that he only wanted you to be able to buy exactly what you use there at the gun club. Since all the gun lunatics say that they only use it for target practice. So where have you heard that they only use it for target practice? Most people I know want it for personal protection.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm concerned. You employ over 90 people here, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So the California legislature is really trying hard to create jobs, just not in the gun world, apparently.
Unfortunately, yes, that is the case. More jobs for the DOJ, for all the regulatory work that they're going to have to do to try and keep up with all this legislation.
Yeah, I don't know. And we've got the, in California, we have the AQMD, which is the equivalent to the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've got some stringent regulations on you as well, because you're shooting bullets with lead. Gunpowder and tin. And you see, because these guys will try to get you any way they can.
Well, I mean, we are very, very conscious of, you know, what we do here. We have one of the most comprehensive reclamation and recycling, you know, businesses.
Wow.
I mean, in the shooting industry, you just have to be mindful of the environment, regardless of what, you know, what type of business you're running.
Wait, are you a Republican? Because Republicans don't care about the environment. Don't you know that? They don't care about any of that stuff. Somebody who owns guns, they don't care about the...
It's just good business. It's just good business. We want to try and be here as long as we can.
No, I get a kick out of that stuff.
Well, plus, there's money to be made in the components once you've recycled them.
I'm sure.
Oh,
a capitalist. Oh, my God. I don't own a gun. I don't... I've never seen a gun. I've never smelled gunpowder in my life. I'm intrigued. Do I have to own a gun to come down here and learn how to shoot? Is there like... Petrified 101 to come down and learn about a gun here at Clash?
We are basically a turnkey type of facility for a new shooter. You can show up. You do have to provide valid identification so that we can verify your age. Basically every department we offer, most importantly, trained, reliable, responsible safety staff.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the opportunity to be able to rent multiple different types of firearms, we sell ammunition here, so we make it a pretty easy, fun experience, but most importantly, safe.
Yeah, when I walked in, and you don't know this, but when I came in and was bringing my stuff in, I had to wait by the door because there was a large group of people that were walking outside with one of your staff, and he said, you know, there's 12 of you, and that's just too large a group for me to keep an eye on. So I'm going to break you up, and I'm going to bring somebody else out to help out so we can go over the safety regulations.
Hey, don't go far. We got a lot coming up in the next segment. And we're going to have, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll be like that. Yeah, I guess I will. Nikki Dozer is going to be on with us. And she's going to talk about an experience that she had with her gun, a gun situation. Was it Tennessee? In Tennessee. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to jump right on this because I don't want to lose any part of this momentum, if you would. We were doing an interview up in northern Los Angeles County where you wouldn't think there's any guns, gun clubs, or anything like that, but there are. And I met a young lady by the name of Nikki Gozer, and she has written a book called Denied. Now, Nikki had a license to carry a gun, but something happened right in front of her eyes. And even though she had a gun, had a permit, had a right to carry, she had to watch her husband get murdered right in front of her. Take a listen.
I'm here with Nikki Gozer, and Nikki has a very interesting story. She's from Tennessee, and she's written a book called Denied a Chance. See, I can't even read my own writing. Denied a Chance. And it's about, well, you know what, I'm going to let her tell the story. It's about a tragedy that happened in her life, which could have been avoided. If the legislators in your state had two IQ points to rub together, I'll put it that way. So why don't you give us a little background about the story, and then we'll go through how it happened.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it. Well, back in 2009, my husband, Benjamin, was murdered right in front of me by a man that had been stalking me. And this happened in a gun-free zone. It was a restaurant that served alcohol, and of course I followed the law and left my permitted gun that I normally carried for self-defense locked in my vehicle that night, of course.
But I'm kind of confused, and I'm not trying to make fun of your story, but Nancy Pelosi said, and so did Barbara, one of our wonderful senators here, said that if we had gun-free zones, if we limited gun access, then the criminals wouldn't have guns. Apparently this guy did not read that memo.
Right.
Unreal.
Right. Right. Yeah, my stalker did not have a handgun carry permit. He brought a gun in illegally and shot Ben 6 times in front of myself and about 50 other people right in the middle of the restaurant. So, of course, I'll wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never really know because I was denied a chance, which is the title of my book.
And when this was now, you say he was stalking. He had been stalking you for quite some time?
You know, I did not realize that he was stalking me until that very night.
Really?
It's a really long story. So, yeah, it's in the book. Okay. But I did know that night that I definitely had a stalker. He was creepy, but he didn't do anything that would make me think that he was dangerous.
Right.
You know, okay. He never threatened me. He never threatened Ben.
And your business was?
Benjamin and I owned a mobile karaoke business together. Okay. Of course, we both had regular jobs during the day.
Okay.
But at night, we would run karaoke shows at various venues.
Had you seen him at your venues before?
Okay. Yeah, he was one of my karaoke customers.
Okay.
And at first, he just seemed normal. I mean, he was a little bit socially awkward. But, you know, when you work in Nashville, Tennessee, and you deal with tourists, you know, tourism, there's all kinds of people around you.
Okay.
You deal with the occasional oddball.
Did you have a website? Do you have a, I don't mean for the book, but I mean at the time, did you have a website for your business
and
a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. And was he?
He was trying to communicate with me through the social network, which is normal. Again,
right.
I add friends that are customers, and they would send messages, you know, had a great time. This guy would say, had a great time. You know, I can't wait to come out to your next show. And it just started to progress in a different light. He started to flirt. And again, you know, when you work in this type of entertainment business, men flirt with you. You know, you just say, oh, thank you, and you move on.
In our business, you know, we go to different places. Not that I have men flirting with me, but I mean, we have a lot of attractive young ladies that are in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them at the events. You see the guys trying to get close to them and talk with them. So I have often wondered, where's the cutoff point? When do you actually say, okay, look, you're
this
stepping over
much.
That. Yeah, you're
yeah.
stepping over that line.
Well,
so you saw him at these events. There was nothing that gave you pause that went, okay, this guy may become a problem.
Not a problem that I couldn't handle.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I had been hit on plenty of times. It started getting a little weird when he sent me messages on the social network that said, your husband's too old for you. Ben was an older man. You know, I was married to an older man. Ben used to always say, well, age is just mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. And it didn't matter to us. So. But, you know, he was making comments like, what are you doing with somebody so much older than you? Don't you want to have kids? You know, it's okay to admit that you may have made a mistake.
Okay.
And he just went on and on with this stuff. And I'm like, you know, this is a little too much here. I'm going to delete you and block you.
Okay.
I didn't want to hear from him anymore.
So after you blocked him, no contact other than when he showed up?
Yeah, he would still show up to the karaoke shows. But I noticed that he wouldn't sing anymore. He was no longer singing.
Okay.
He would just stand in the crowd and stare at me.
So the night that happened, when he came in, did you sense something was wrong? Was he more aggressive than usual, or did it just quickly happen?
He came to a venue where I had never seen him before. Benjamin and I ran a mobile karaoke show out of a restaurant called Johnny's, and it was a good 35 minutes outside of downtown Nashville, which is where we normally ran shows.
Right.
So this guy had never been there before, and Ben had already asked him to leave me alone. I had made it clear I didn't want any more contact with him. Obviously, I deleted him and I blocked him. And when he showed up there, I realized at that point, okay, this is not just a dedicated karaoke customer. This guy doesn't have just a simple crush on me. He's stalking me.
Yeah.
This guy's stalking me. And that's the night that he murdered Ben. Yeah.
Well,
I went to get management the moment I saw him. And I said, look, you got to help me. You got to get this guy out of here. He's stalking me.
Yep.
I don't know what to do. And that's when they went and confronted him and asked him to leave. And he pulled out a gun from under his jacket and shot Ben. 6 times.
Wow. It's a tough thing to work out of your mind.
Yeah.
That was how many years ago?
That was a little over 7 years ago.
It's got to be tough. All right. So after all this happens, did you get involved in some kind of campaign to change this law, or did it just...
Yes.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
Yes. I well, almost immediately after Ben's murder, I contacted the sponsor of the restaurant Carryville in Tennessee at the time. His name was Doug Jackson. He was a senator. Senator Doug Jackson, who, it turns out, he was a Democrat. A very pro-gun Democrat.
Okay.
And he invited me out to the Capitol, and he told my story on the floor of the Senate, and they voted and passed the restaurant carry bill.
Wow. And I don't want to make it sound like it was very easy, but that, because usually you have to go around once or twice. You've got to lobby people. I mean, did he have a lot of resistance? Did he have any resistance?
It was a veto override vote. The All governor right. had vetoed it.
I want you to hold on. I want to talk about that on the other side of the break.
You know, it's really funny. You hear this stuff, right? It was a government, governor veto override bill. I just love it. Here the governor sees that the bill is needed, the law is needed. This is where government fails us on a major league basis, on a regular basis. It seems like common sense just runs right out of their brain when they get up there. So, hey, I want to offer something to you guys, and I know it's not a sales pitch. It really is not a sales pitch. If you were listening to the show the other night, you heard me talking about some of the financial issues that might be coming up in the market here shortly. There are ways to protect yourself. Seriously, there are ways to protect yourself. Not a gimmick, not a for sale, but you do have the opportunity to win a Morgan silver coin. Right? No, actually, I shouldn't say that. You're not going to win it. There's no contest. You'll get it. All you got to do is this. Call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Now, the fellow that's going to answer the phone, it's a Landmark Capital. And there's some documents they want to send you, not that you have to sign anything, but take a look at, to read, to get informed. I mean, don't think that we're not going to have a problem in our economy, in our stock market. Just think about it. When the Fed sneezes and says that they might raise an interest rate, that thing takes a nosedive. Just let them tell you how to protect yourself. They will not call you back. They will not bother you. They will not make you crazy. You have my word on it, but give them a shot. 844-715-7311. Hey, rest of the interview coming up after the break. Don't go too far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Oh, yeah. Couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. This hour has been all about a gun club I visited up in northern Los Angeles County. You would think there's no guns in L.A., no guns in California. And the way they're going, there won't be any guns in California. You won't be able to have one. You may be able to have bits and pieces and parts of one, but you won't be able to have a gun here. There are so many measures going to come up on this ballot. There are so many people that are pushing to have some of the gun laws repealed. I mean, we're talking about just lunacy gun laws. Special tools to empty a magazine, to pull a magazine out of your gun and have to reload it again. You can only buy so many rounds of ammunition. You know, do I want somebody buying 110,000 rounds of ammunition a day? No, I don't. I really don't. Because at that level, you should be able to make your own. But if I want to go buy a couple of hundred rounds a month, because it's very easy to go through that if you're shooting and you're practicing and it's a sport for you, right? And they're gonna limit you to 100 rounds a month. You have to go through a background check every time you buy ammunition. And even one legislator wants to get it down to not even that. They won't even allow you to do that much. Here's a story by Nikki Gozer. She's written a book called Denied. She watched her husband get killed right in front of her while she had a permit to carry. The gun was out in the car. Why? Because she couldn't take it into a restaurant that served alcohol. Is this the, either I trust you to carry a gun, or I don't trust you to carry a gun. Which is it?
I'm broadcasting from the Oak Tree Gun Club. It's in North Los Angeles County. And yes, we're allowed to have guns in Los Angeles. There is a thriving gun club in North Los Angeles County. As I look around, you know, I know some of you think that people who carry guns or like guns or like to shoot guns are just a bunch of whacktoids. I've been to Democratic conventions. I've seen more whacktoids there than here in this gun club today. Anyway, I want to thank you for being with me today. I've got Nikki Gozer with me today, and she's written a book called Denied a Chance, and it's a story about how her husband was gunned down in a restaurant because of a bill or a law in Tennessee that didn't allow people that have already been cleared, already had licenses to carry concealed weapons. So for some odd reason, we can trust you with a gun. We can't trust you with the common sense not to drink and carry. And the funny thing about this, you could drink more alcohol at home than you probably could at the restaurant before they stopped you and sent you home in a cab. This is just ridiculous stuff. Nikki, thanks for being with me today, and thanks for telling your story with me today. The we were talking in the last break. We were talking about a sponsor bill that you said that a Democrat by the name is this
Doug Jackson.
Yeah, Doug Jackson. See, mm-hmm. I'm getting bad, man. Doug Jackson carried for you, but you said it was a veto override bill. Does that mean that it, because the different legislatures work differently, was it a bill or a law that was already passed and the governor vetoed it and then it had to come back?
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
So the legislature was totally on your side with this then?
At the time, they had a few stragglers, and from what I understand...
But you had two-thirds of the vote.
I do believe so, yeah. You have to remember, at this point, I had not been politically involved at all. And right. When I say at all, I mean at all. I had no clue.
That's what it was going to take.
What I was doing at all, other than I believe people should have the right to defend themselves and their families. I knew that gun-free zones were foolish. I just lost my husband brutally, and I wanted to get out there and speak to the public and legislators and have them understand that, you know, these laws are ridiculous.
Did somebody reach out to you, or did you reach out to them and say, this is going to stop?
I reached out to Senator Doug Jackson.
Okay.
I was devastated at the time, and I just thought, I have to do something. You know, people should be able to protect themselves. Because guess what? I'm not the only person out there who has had a problem with a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't believe how many women are fearful of these crazy men or women. I mean, if there are so many people that are stalked every year. It's just incredible.
It's incredible that those people in the legislature who have security, who have guns around them, won't allow somebody like you to protect yourself. And that's not just you. We see it everywhere. We're in California today, and we have the same issue here. I get hate emails on a regular basis. They wouldn't care. It wouldn't help me at all. And even if I was a female, it wouldn't help me at all, because they're so anti-gun in this state. They're so anti-protecting oneself, even though they openly admit, they can't keep you safe.
Well, you know, I think it's important to... It's important for people to realize that guns can make it easier for bad things to happen, but they can also make it a heck of a lot easier for good people to be able to protect themselves and their families. And the fact is, bad guys don't follow the law, period. It's the good law-abiding people that follow these laws. You have to stop and ask yourself, when you put up a sign on the front of a business, I don't care where it is, saying no guns allowed, do you really think that is going to stop someone with criminal intent? Somebody that wants to go in there and harm people, whether it's one woman that you're stalking and her husband, or it's a mass shooter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. You're letting the bad guy know. Everyone inside of this establishment is absolutely helpless.
Yeah. I agree with you. We do it to our kids. You know, I find it amazing that people are up in arms that you want to have guns on campus. on elementary school campuses, I'm saying, no. I don't say it that way. I don't want guns on campus. I want people that were trained to protect our children who happen to have guns on campus. Yes, I do. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the criminals who don't follow the laws, who see it's a gun-free campus, and they go back and get two more magazines, and then they head for the campus. That's what I have a problem with. And if they can't see that, they've really got some serious issues. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, hey, I want to thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it. The book is Denied a Chance. We'll have it up on our bookstore. We'll also put a link up to the Amazon gun store with that. So, Mickey, thank you. Sorry, really, truly, honestly, sorry for your loss, but you're going to do a lot of good out of this for a lot of people and keep them from being in the same position. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Joe.
Yep.
You know, it was a pleasure interviewing her. You could tell there's still, 7 years later, there's still pain there. And I know some of you are laughing at me going, of course, that was her husband. I get that. No, I really do get that. But I can't imagine, as she said, she's going to go through the rest of her life. And hopefully someday she'll be able to get over it. But she's going to go through the rest of her life wondering, if she had her gun with her, if she had, I don't know, if she had broken the law, we'll say, right? And she had a gun with her, could she have saved her husband? Right? It isn't that hard. And it's not even something you have to beat your brain to try to figure out. I mean, just look at what goes on around us every day. Seriously, look at what goes on around us every single day. Can you stop this stuff with a gun? Could you? Would you have the guts to? That's another part of it. Would you even have the guts to? Look, I am... When the police, everybody has a right to have a gun. I don't believe that everybody should have a gun. There are some people out there that shouldn't. Of course, we have a right to, according to the Second Amendment. I think that people should take gun classes. I mean, personal opinion, a responsible gun owner would take gun classes. How to use one, how to keep it safe. How about how to clean one? Yeah, I know that sounds kind of goofy, but really, seriously, if you keep the gun clean, then you don't have to worry about a misfire, a malfunction with the gun. That's going to work when you actually need it. I think just target practice isn't all we need. I think part of what we need, or part of what somebody who's going to use a gun would need, is more than just simply target practice. Just a thought. You really have to. Most things happen quickly. They happen within a few feet of your assailant. So you have to be ready to respond. So yeah, I think it's like anything else. Just like driving, right? You need some formal training. You don't just pick up that gun and start waving it around and shooting it all over the place. And you're talking to somebody who had guns. I had, before I moved here from Massachusetts, I had 22 pistols. Yeah, I know. I'm a nut, right? Because I didn't have them on my body all the time, you fools. I did like to go out and shoot. I did like to go out and do target practice. I did like to go out, not competitive shooting, but, shooting at targets on the move. So those were all things that I enjoyed doing. And I had plenty of ammunition for them. And not once did I have a mindset of going back to settle the score with somebody at a bar or somewhere else and shooting them. Just never entered my mind. You know, again, if you want to be involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time. You know, tell your friends about the show. Tell your non-friends about the show. I mean, I'm sure I can make them crazy. It isn't that hard to do. But, you know, here in California, by the way, before I run out of time, you're going to hear these terms like Gunageddon. Because, again, there's so many laws being proposed. Well, there's so many laws that have passed, so many laws being proposed to make it harder and harder and harder to get a gun. I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this. This is so irritating, I don't even know where to go. It makes it harder for us to get a gun. We've got a group of people. This is no different than some of the other laws that we're running through. You know, when it comes to same-sex marriage or abortion rights or smaller governments, stay out of our tax, you know, not take as much tax money from us. We scream about it here on Facebook. We scream about it. We don't do anything about it. Yes, there's a small group doing something about it. You know, when you do polls, you hear about... I'm out of time. Hey, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure when you're with me. You know, tell your, like I said, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I can make anybody crazy.